What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 20th, 2021, the start of a brand new week of chaos, insanity, incompetence, and everything else we're having to deal with right now. And it's a busy news day. There's a lot to talk about, and we're going to get into that. Then we're going to open up the phone lines. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. Now, tonight's full moon is the harvest moon, and this is traditionally the moon, that is closest to the autumn equinox, which is Wednesday. And it's basically this is when traditional farmers will start harvesting their crops and getting them in before the winter here. So that will be tonight if you care to take a peek at that. Meanwhile, speaking of moon and other things up in space, SpaceX's first all-citizen space crew returned to Earth Saturday night. It was an absolute perfect reentry and splashdown. And something we can all feel good about. A brilliant accomplishment there. And SpaceX is already seeing a high demand for free flyer missions. This Inspiration 4 was, in fact, inspiring, and a lot of people are now showing interest in getting onto a future flight somehow. It's still pricey, of course, but hopefully the price is going to come on down. Meanwhile, one of the major objectives of the Inspiration 4 mission was to raise $200 million for St. Jude's Children's Hospital research, and Elon Musk celebrated the return of Inspiration 4 by pledging $50 million himself, so I thought that was pretty good. Now, over in the Canary Islands, the Cumbre Vieja volcano has started erupting, and lava is pouring out of the volcano. They are trying to evacuate people. They had 500 tourists there. They've evacuated a total of 5,000 people. There are 8 different rivers of lava spewing from La Palma, swallowing hundreds of homes. Experts are saying this eruption could last for 2 whole months. Now, there's 2 ways to look at this. One is that if the volcano is erupting, then supposedly pressure is being relieved on that magma bubble that people were concerned about could knock off the western flank of the volcano into the ocean and cause a mega tsunami. And that's one way to look at it. But the other problem is that the interior of the volcano has a number of natural lava dams, and the rock there is very, very wet. It holds a lot of water, which could potentially be boiled off into high-pressure steam by the continuing eruption. So we still don't know if there's going to be a catastrophe there. Frankly, all we can do is wait and watch here. Now, Saturday was the Justice for J6 rally. And I guess a lot of people were very concerned that it was going to be some kind of a false flag setup, and not a lot of people showed up. In fact, the protesters were outnumbered by the police and the media people, and so it was a kind of a fizzle, not the sort of thing they could turn into a major event, but they did waste a lot of money and manpower at the D.C. Rally, and let's see, they arrested one guy. There were 4 arrests. One guy they arrested was armed and causing trouble, turned out to be an undercover police officer. So, yeah, they were planning some kind of an agent provocateur kind of situation, and they pulled the plug because they realized too many people were expecting that to happen here. Last Friday, the U.S. government admitted that the drone strike in Kabul did, in fact, hit innocent civilians, an aid worker, apparently a nutritionist, and 7 children. And the really alarming part of this is the CIA sent a warning that the intended targets were not ISIS-K, but they were civilians, and the drone strike went ahead anyway. And it looks like, and then the Biden administration lied about it. Oh, we got a bunch of terrorists. We got a bunch. Aren't we really good? We got the terrorists here. And then they admitted the wrongdoing on Friday, hoping it would die over the weekend. Too bad. It's now part of this week's news cycle. Former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen says the U.S. needs to be held accountable for this botched drone strike in Afghanistan that killed these seven kids. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is trying to basically minimize and trivialize the upset by saying, well, you know, collateral damage, it's a feature of war. But again, I think the drone strike was an effort to deflect media attention from the bombing at the Kabul airport, and it's now backfired horribly on them. And it's kind of interesting seeing the reactions here, because most Americans are very upset at what happened. The Democrats are still trying to defend Joe Biden, and it seems like the Democrats are more upset about the death of Soleimani under Trump than the death of this aid worker and seven children under Biden. And yeah, it definitely seems to be that. Okay, now there was this Marine, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. He's an active duty Marine officer, and he went viral for criticizing the leadership decisions in the U.S. evacuation of Kabul, Afghanistan. And he's now saying he wants to prosecute Marine General Kenneth McKenzie for dereliction of duty. And basically, Scheller said his continued criticisms of military leadership could result in pre-trial confinement and an escalation in his legal status. So they're trying to basically pound him into silence. Getting on to other politics here, we had Senator Manchin's saying let's slow up on the $3.5 trillion spending bill. And now Senator Sinema has told Joe Biden she's aware of the games being played by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and she is having none of it. And what she's responding to are things like declaring illegal immigrants to be infrastructure in order to take some of that money that should go to the roads and bridges and rail lines and spend it on bringing more immigrants, illegal immigrants and refugees to the United States and giving them all kinds of free stuff here. Now, Democrats are getting very, very angry that they cannot find any Republican support for that $3.5 trillion spending bill. And the Democrats are aware that most Americans are very concerned about this incredible reckless spending. And the Democrats were hoping to get some Republicans to go along with them so they could say this is a bipartisan decision. They're not able to get that. And so the resentment and hostility over this massive spending and tax increase plan is going to fall on the Democrats. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is warning the states that the current federal debt crisis might trigger a recession. So sure, let's go on and spend another $3.5 trillion. And what he's pushing for is raising the debt ceiling, saying that if the debt ceiling is not raised, there will be a recession. Economic growth would falter. Unemployment would rise. The labor market would lose millions of jobs. Well, you know, if we hadn't spent all those trillions and trillions of dollars mucking about with other people's countries, we would have the money to take care of the infrastructure and keep people gainfully employed without having to raise taxes. And that is another indication of the poor management we are seeing in Washington, D.C. Now, a lot of people are talking about the Sussman indictment, and there is now speculation that it might lead to a prosecution of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And again, let's see, Dick Morris, who was a former advisor for Bill Clinton, said that, you know, things could finally catch up with Hillary. And he says, we don't know it yet, but we're going to probe it. And there's some chance now. And that would certainly be really kind of good. Now, the 26-page indictment of former cybersecurity attorney and Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Suspin is as detailed as it is damning on the alleged effort to push this phony Russia collusion claim before the 2016 presidential campaign. And one line seems to reverberate for those of us who have followed the scandal. It says, you do realize we will have to expose every trick we have in our bag. So it's basically a tacit acknowledgement that some skullduggery was going on. And the indictment of Sussman is also an indictment for the corporate media that pushed the Russia collusion story without attempting to vet it or double check it or fact check it. They just took the story and ran with it, and it didn't succeed in keeping Trump out of the White House. And meanwhile, though, we're not sure exactly how far Durham's case against Sussman is going to go, because it turns out that the judge in charge of the case of Sussman is married to an attorney for ex-FBI lawyer Lisa Page. So it just shows you how incestuous the swamp is in terms of these connections here. Republicans are raising concerns that the judge has too many conflicts of interest to preside over the case fairly, and they're calling for him to recuse himself and for a new judge to be appointed. Meanwhile, we're still all giggling and tittering over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's tax the rich dress. The story is getting worse and worse. And the designer who footed the bill for AOC's $30,000 ticket and gave her the tax the rich dress is a tax cheat. Apparently owes a lot of back money on workers' comp. And doesn't pay her interns, and yeah, it's it just gets worse and worse all the time. Meanwhile, never one to miss an opportunity that fame will provide, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now marketing Tax the Rich merchandise from her campaign store. And basically, she insisted the dress was a message to the attendees of the Met Gala. And she was heavily criticized for hobnobbing with the class of people she claimed to be against. So there are six Tax the Rich products at the website. There's a sweatshirt for $58, a t-shirt for $27, a dad hat for $28, a sticker pack for $10, a mug for $27, and a tote bag also for $27. So trying to rake it in. A very interesting article that came on out of BlabberBuzz, you know, saying that everything about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is manufactured and fake, and casting doubt on her claim to even be a progressive. And Aurora James, the designer of the Tax the Rich dress, said they wanted to send a powerful message but failed miserably to follow suit. And along with the tax problems and the workman's comp problems and the unpaid interns, she has unpaid debts dogging her in multiple states, but still managed to come up with $250,000 for a table at the Met Gala. And meanwhile, over in the White House, self-inflicted crises are piling up for President Biden. First of all, there was that misguided drone strike in Afghanistan, the bad handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the chaos at America's southern border, and now this little kerfuffle going on with France over the Australian, British, and U.S. Sharing of military technology. And Andy Biggs, in Arizona is saying Joe Biden has completely lost control only 8 months in. And I'm not even sure he was ever really in control. Joe Biden's approval rating is now tanking even in blue states. You know, there's one tragedy after another, one disaster after another, and they have occurred because of him rather than as a result of him. And even sophisticated propaganda like Photoshop T-shirts and partisan blinders can't keep the truth from ordinary Americans. Inflation is something they see every time they go to the store. Totalitarianism is what they see every time they're told they must get a vaccine. They're seeing it in their communities and in their workplaces. They don't need CNN, Fox, or MSNBC to tell them what they already know. The president is a failed, flailing mess. And even in the blue and purple states, it's showing up in the polls. Even in a state as blue as Colorado is shifting away from him. And so it's a mess. It is really a mess. And, you know, it's bad enough the Democrats stole the 2020 election, but to use it to put this infirm, incapable gentleman into the Oval Office is really a slap in our face. Even the corporate media is starting to bail. Over at NBC, Chuck Todd says Biden has a credibility crisis on his hands. Actually, the entire federal government does, but it is especially worse for Joe Biden. Getting on up to Canada, they're going to have elections tomorrow. And another photo of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in blackface has made the rounds on social media to go around to elect a new parliament and indirectly a new prime minister. Now, there's an organization called Canada Proud, which describes itself as a grassroots group of Canadians working to defeat Trudeau, and says they're standing up for all Canadians. And they're basically they're calling for the end of the international embarrassment. All righty, getting on to vote fraud. There has been a win in Arizona where there was a settlement reached where the Maricopa County audit has been given access to the flash drives, the logs, and the other hardware that they needed. There was some kind of a deal that was struck. Probably it was immunity from prosecution for certain people. So they're going to be looking at that. Meanwhile, it has been announced that the Maricopa results will be released Friday at 1 p.m. They didn't say which time zone that's going to be, but it will be announced from the floor of the Arizona Senate, the public gallery will be open. I don't know that there's going to be any corporate media attending outside of One America News Network. The main corporate media, NBC, ABC, CBS, they're going to try and pretend this didn't happen. Just absolutely did not happen. Now, still in Arizona, they have processed 673,000 voter identities with the Social Security Administration, basically asking the Social Security Administration, are these people real? 58% were not able to be matched to a real person. 58%. And that's pretty ugly here. And asking a question from Blabber Buzz, can anyone explain how asking for identification at a voting booth is racist? And this is a result of this decision over in North Carolina saying that asking for identification to vote is stacked against black people. And yet black people have driver's licenses. You need a license to drive. You need ID to buy alcohol. You need alcohol ID to buy tobacco. Why not an ID to vote, considering it's one of the most important things ordinary citizens can do? Oh, my goodness, how time flies. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I get down on my knees and then use a chain hoist to get back up again to remind you that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to do what we're doing right now in these very critical times. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network. 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt, so include a return address, and if it's the t-shirt you want, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All right, getting on back to political news here, and another article out of Blabber Buzz talking about why are non-citizens even allowed to vote, because they're not supposed to, not under the Constitution. Down in Georgia, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has repeated his attempt to press the state legislature to amend the Georgia Constitution to clarify only U.S. citizens can vote in the state. And so we'll see what happens down there. We ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com with one simple question. Do you consider the current U.S. government as legitimate? And the last time I checked, yes, got just 6%, and no, got 94%. So I definitely think things are starting to happen there. Meanwhile, over at Fox News, they have lost 39% of their audience year over year, and yet they're still focused on giving airtime to bitter Never Trumpers and pushing bogus vaccine information and all kinds of other disinformation. It's costing them audience, it's costing them ad revenues, and still they're out there. Over the weekend, we also had the Emmy Awards, and generally I don't watch those award shows anymore, but this one was rather notable because it was held in a tent, so they could say they were outside, and so the celebrities, could basically be seen without their masks because they wanted their FaceTime on the cameras, and they were packed into that tent. There was no social distancing. And the presenter, Seth Rogen, said that there are way too many of us in this little room, in this hermetically sealed tent. Now, the celebrities were going around there without masks, but all the staffers and the hired help were required to wear masks at the Emmys. And the celebrities were hugging and kissing each other. So talk about a potential super spreader event. While we're on the topic of the Emmys, Hulu's flagship series, The Handmaid's Tale, was a favorite of liberal audiences because they claim that this is what the people on the right want. But its season really didn't do very well. They received 21 nominations. They didn't win a single award. This is setting a new record for most Emmy losses in a single season. The runner-up is now Mad Men in 2012, which had 17 nominations without a single win. Now, drag queen RuPaul at the Emmys was telling kids out there watching that you have a tribe that is waiting for you. Come on to Mama Ru. So they were using the Emmys to push the LGBTQ, BFD, PSD, LSMFT, whatever agenda here. Getting into COVID-19, last week the FDA held hearings to talk about booster shots, and for the first time they allowed whistleblower testimony saying that COVID-19 vaccines are killing and harming people, and this was a major factor in their deciding that booster shots are not needed for people younger than the age of 65. And they even went so far as to admit the COVID-19 vaccines are killing at least two people for every one they actually save. And the final vote against the approval of booster shots was 16-2. So the FDA is beginning to wise up here. Over at the New England Journal of Medicine, they are now backtracking and admitting the COVID vaccine may not be safe for pregnant women. And the study found that 104 of 827 pregnant participants had a spontaneous abortion, miscarriage, after receiving the COVID vaccine. That's roughly one out of every eight losing their baby after they get the shot. So we're definitely getting back into 1976 territory. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and during the break, I took a, step out back here. This morning, the weather guesses were saying it was going to be thunder showers, and so, of course, it's a beautiful day out there, and the sun is shining. Getting on back to COVID-19, the former head of the FDA says the six-foot distancing rule was arbitrary, and nobody knows where it came from. Somebody said, 6 feet will be enough. And we know from various other sources, including Mythbusters, that sneeze-borne pathogens can travel far greater distances than that. All righty. There is a new study out conducted by Mass General Brigham, and was actually published earlier this year on March 8th. And it was basically talking about anaphylaxis after COVID-19 vaccinations. The new study is basically saying it's 2.47 per 10,000 people, which doesn't really sound all that bad until you realize that it totals up to at least 150,000 people in the U.S., including 574 children, according to the data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System here. All righty. Up in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau basically said vaccine passports are all about rewarding people who do what they're told and hurting those who don't. So it's all about control. It's all about tyranny. It's all about dictatorship here. Let's see. Latest public health data is shown. This is from the expose in the United Kingdom. 80% of COVID deaths in August were among vaccinated people. Okay. Here in Indiana, 125 hospital employees have quit over the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. They are or were employees of the Indiana University Health System, and it's Indiana's largest hospital network, and 61 of the 125 were full-time workers, and they're going to have to find replacements for them here. Okay, another story, this one coming on out from Your Destination Now. New revelations have come out about Anthony Fauci, and it turns out that he funded 60, that's 60 projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and every single one of them were in conjunction with the Chinese military. And Sherry Markson from Sky News is coming out with a book that's a culmination of her study of Anthony Fauci and what he's been doing with this gain-of-function research. Okay, rapper Nicki Minaj has had some comments about the COVID-19 vaccine, and the left-wing media is just going after her hammer and tong to try and smear her or cancel her. And again, we have this little thing called freedom of speech in this country. And it is definitely under attack. Down in Australia, resistance continues to grow against their draconian lockdowns. There was a major protest in Melbourne that broke the police line while the clashes erupt. Melbourne is being described as a war zone, and the government of Australia is now arresting journalists for incitement. So apparently running stories about information that you can get from the CDC and the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System is now considered incitement and grounds for arrest. Major protests in Netherlands against their vaccine COVID policies here. And even the Vatican has announced they're going to close their doors to those who do not have an Italian green pass. Gee, I would assume that, you know, God is going to protect those people inside there. Oh, well, I guess not here. Now, a little bit of good news. The United States is now easing their coronavirus travel restrictions from the United Kingdom, the European Union, and other nations to travelers who can document their vaccination status. And they're saying this is a system that's based on individuals rather than a country-based approach, which is, in fact, going to be a lot fairer. Over in India, the state of Uttar Pradesh, which has basically two-thirds the population of the entire United States, is now COVID-free. The state government announced that last week they are COVID-free. There are no more active cases of coronavirus in the 33 districts of Uttar Pradesh. And what are they doing over there? Well, they're using ivermectin. They're using ivermectin, and they are now COVID-free. Speaking of ivermectin, studies have basically shown a rather interesting property of it. There are many cancers that are resistant to anti-cancer drugs. And it's been discovered at the Chinese Academy of Sciences Institute of Zoology in Beijing that a dose of ivermectin will make these drug-resistant tumors and leukemia immediately responsive to the anti-cancer drugs. So ivermectin can actually help you deal with cancer, not all by itself, but in conjunction with more traditional cancer treatments. Okay, getting to the international news, over in Syria, leaders of the various Syrian tribes held a gathering in Damascus, pledging to work with the Syrian army to expel foreign troops and return occupied territories to the state control. Gee, I wonder who they're talking about over there. Anyway, tribal leaders and elders rejected Friday attempts by foreign forces and their Takfiri mercenaries to partition Syria, stressing they will join forces with the Syrian army troops to confront separatist plots. And so I guess the U.S. is trying to carve Syria up into the part with the oil and the part without the oil. And getting on to this, what they call the AUKUS Pact, which is Australia, United Kingdom, and the U.S. And it's a huge diplomatic disaster. Now, something like that never happened under Trump. And now the Biden administration is scrambling to save face, as they always are. And France is very upset. Basically, on Friday, they returned its ambassador to the United States. And what little trust they had in the United States under Donald Trump is now gone. Now, as part of his campaign to save face, Biden is asking for direct talks with Macron to try and smooth the tensions. Well, with that huge submarine deal now being off the table, that's a huge hit on France's economy. It's $90 billion. And Macron was only informed about Australia's decision to scrap the $90 billion submarine contract 1 hour before the new deal with the United Kingdom and the United States was announced. So they really missed that one here. All right, story coming out of Russia today. The U.S.-UK-Australia submarine deal is a dangerous joke which will only worsen the geopolitical crisis with China. Yes, that's absolutely true here. And Australia is struggling to keep its current 6 diesel-powered submarines operational. It now wants to build 8 nuclear-powered submarines, despite having neither the trained manpower nor the nuclear infrastructure necessary. They're basically going to be getting the nuclear technology from the United States under this new deal. Meanwhile, the United States has announced that France is a vital partner and our oldest ally. Right after treating them like they really weren't all that important after all here. And Australia regrets the recall of the French envoys over the nuclear submarine deal. This is going to be a haunting foreign policy for a while. Now, I've noticed something very interesting in the media. When elections happen, when it's the person they want to win, then the elections were absolutely honest, not even a hint of impropriety. But if somebody is winning that they don't like, oh, it had to be corrupt, it had to be fraudulent here. And they're doing it with Putin because over in Russia, Putin's party had a landslide in the recent parliamentary elections. And the American corporate media is basically trying to sell the idea that gosh darn Putin stole the election here. But don't you dare say Biden stole the election. That's un-American, but Putin did. Absolutely here. Over in Iran, their top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, was shot by a remote control robot gun. And Iranian agents working for Israel had parked a blue Nissan Zamyad truck with a 7.62-millimeter sniper machine gun hidden among decoy construction materials, and the gun was triggered from more than 1,000 miles away. Apparently, this robot gun was smuggled into Iran in tiny pieces and assembled there. Meanwhile, the chief of staff of Iran's armed forces, Major General Mohammad Bagheri, is saying that Iran wants to develop military cooperation with Shanghai Cooperative Organization state members. The SCO recently welcomed Iran as a new member, and so they're going to start military cooperation. Everybody's picking up sides, you know, where there's this group over here and that group over there. And at some point, somebody will wave the green flag and the war will be off and running here. Meanwhile, Lebanon has submitted a letter to the United Nations after Israel granted an offshore drilling contract to Halliburton. And this was an offshore contract in the Mediterranean in waters claimed by both Israel and Lebanon. So Lebanon's representative to the UN, Amal Madalali, submitted the letter to UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres and the President of the Security Council, Ireland's representative to the United Nations, Geraldine Byrne-Nassen, calling on the UNSC to ensure that the drilling evaluation works are not located in the disputed area between Lebanon and Israel. And that Eastern Mediterranean has become a real hotbed, with Israel basically trying to claim they own the entire Eastern Mediterranean seafloor, even though other countries, you know, form that shoreline there. Over the last 3 months, Israeli snipers have killed 40 Palestinians. And this was in the West Bank. And finally, you know, the army chief has said, okay, this is kind of getting out of control, and you know, we need to pull back on it because it's, you know, making us look bad to the world, which it does. It's kind of rare that Israel does something that looks good to the world, although some of their recent medical advances, let's give them credit where credit is due. There are still marathon negotiations going on between Egypt, Sudan, and Ethiopia. They've been talking for about 10 years, over the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. And for many decades, Ethiopia has viewed Egypt and Sudan as seizing its rights to the Nile waters, which has caused a lot of poverty in that country. And they think they own the Blue Nile River. Egypt, on the other hand, is very concerned because the Nile provides 90% of Egypt's water needs. And so it looks we're going to have a war over water is what's going to happen. We're going to have a war over water. They were fighting over oil. Now it's over water. The United Nations is warning that North Korea's nuclear program is going full steam ahead. And satellite photos show that Pyongyang has started expanding their uranium enrichment plant. They've restarted the reactor that produces plutonium for nuclear weapons. And I can understand their thinking with all the war talk that the United States has been making lately about going back into Korea. You know, if North Korea has nuclear weapons and missiles to deliver them, then they're not going to be invaded. I mean, history is very clear. The United States invades nations that do not have nuclear weapons. And they do not invade nations that do have nuclear weapons. So that's why these countries want to obtain nuclear weapons, not to attack anybody with, but as a deterrent. That is the value of a nuclear weapon. Meanwhile, the UN chief is warning of a brewing cold war between the U.S. and China and is begging the two countries to repair the completely dysfunctional relationship. And he says, we need to avoid at all costs a war that would be more dangerous and difficult to manage. He is absolutely right. Now, there's a video we put up at whatreallyhappened.com, and I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail for this, but the video is titled, We Need More Gender-Neutral Armed Forces, and it's from Madness Hub, and it's basically showing a female loader on a tank struggling to pick up and get into the gun a round, and it takes quite a bit of time, and, you know, huffing and puffing and, you know, trying to get that up there. And it is a reminder that, political correctness aside, there are some jobs better left to the men who are physically stronger here. Getting on to the economic news, it's been a bad day on the stock market. The Dow was down by 700 at one point. A lot of people getting very nervous about the bad signals that are on the markets. Sign of fatigue, junk debt sales are soaring towards a record. And a lot of people are watching what's going on with Evergrande. And they have reached a point where Evergrande is asking their own staff to loan the company money to try and stay out of default. They're trying to buy off some of their investors with some of the real estate they're holding on to. So it's sort of a self-imposed liquidation of assets, if you will. And so their funding channels are drying up. And when it goes, and it looks like it's going to go, it's going to be bad. I mean, it's much larger than the Lehman collapse, and economic globalism means the effects are going to be felt all over the world. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And we're talking about the economic news. We're talking about Evergrande. And even the American corporate media is saying Evergrande is a contagion threat that will affect global stock markets. And already another Chinese property developer, Guangzhou R&F Properties, collapsed in Hong Kong. So it's getting ugly. Jared Kushner's family firm is launching an eviction wave amid the pandemic. And properties owned by former White House advisor Jared Kushner's family company have filed at least 590 eviction lawsuits since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, and more than 200 in 2021 alone, putting countless tenants at risk of losing their homes in parts of the U.S. where COVID-19 transmission levels remain dangerously high. Now, the problem is, once you suffer an eviction, it becomes almost impossible for you to rent another home, or let alone buy one. And so this is a disaster in the making that pretty much is being ignored by your government. So, anyway. Little story here, this one coming on out of Patriot Rising, saying, why is there suddenly an extremely severe shortage of workers all over the world? And, you know, there's high unemployment, but companies are saying they can't find people to work. Well, there are a couple of things going on here. First of all, most of the jobs being offered are pretty close to minimum wage, which is no longer enough to live on. In this era of inflation and rising rent and rising food prices and rising gas prices, the workers are basically holding out for jobs that actually have some decent pay to them, and that's just common sense here. Now, over at Disneyland, 25,000 of their employees are suing for better pay, and I hope they get it. I mean, do you have any idea what it costs to go to one of these parks now? I mean, when I was a kid, it wasn't all that bad. I mean, it was a lot, but I mean, it's like $100 per person to go to one of those parks. And I'm not saying it's not worth it, because they're wonderful places, or at least they were the last time that, I did that. Anyway, let's see. All right. Let's see. One of the areas that tenants are having to deal with, in areas where there's rent control, there is a loophole. When the rental property changes hands, when it's sold to a new owner, the new owner is free to raise their rents. And a good example is here in Ohio, where this guy named Dwight Dixon lives in a three-story, 10-unit apartment building with a flat roof. Ordinary building, nothing spectacular about it. He's lived there for 3 years, and he just got a notice that his rent is almost being doubled by the new owner. And, the things are just getting really ugly out there. 11 Democrats currently in the House and Senate have allegedly violated the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act of 2012, claiming they unknowingly, accidentally, or forgot to file financial disclosure reports when making stock trades. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We've already got callers on the line, and we will be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.